Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. Now, this is the perfect month to get back into my most disturbing series that I've been working on for a while. And I haven't done one of these in a minute, so if you're not familiar, I actually go through most disturbing lists of movies, you know, all time, to try to see which ones are actually really disturbing and which ones are, you know, kind of just lip service. And I always, like I said, go through multiple lists to try to see which movies keep popping up. And this is one of those ones that I kept seeing. So I decided to check this one out. And it's called The Poughkeepsie Tapes. And it's really a mashup of two subgenres, which is the documentary foundage type movie. And as you guys know, I don't really do much research on this podcast except for when I do these disturbing lists. Now, this movie came out in 2007 and apparently was pulled from the theaters. And there were a few reasons floating around, but the most consistent two reasons I found, it looked too much like a snuff film. And the other one, they passed it kind of off as a true story, and people thought it was. So they had some apprehension about releasing it at that time. So that's kind of understandable, but I'll spoil it for you right now. This is not real footage, and it's not based on a true story. I did look that up to make sure, and yeah, that none of that's true. I mean, I know the snuff part wasn't true, but the true story part, I guess it could be possible. So yeah, I did a little research, and yeah, it's not true. But anyway, my main question is it really all that disturbing? I mean, it's popped up on several lists. If you do a search for this, for disturbing movies, you're probably going to find Poughkeepsie Tapes on there a few times or a few different lists. But yeah, so let's see. What is this one about? And this won't take long. This won't take long at all. We start out with a police raid on a house in Poughkeepsie, New York. And they're looking for the serial killer, Edward Carver. They don't find him there, but they do discover over 800 videotapes, which leads the police to start this major investigation. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I told you it wouldn't take long. As I stated, this is done in a documentary style, so we see a lot of interviews about them talking about things and then kind of introducing the found footage that they're going to be showing you. Now, I do have to go into some disturbing details. Just to give you an idea of, you know, what's in here, why it might have made the list. First off, we see a clip of him, you know, abducting an 8-year-old who, you know, he bashes in the head and rapes and murders. We see him subdue a couple and later cut her head off and place it inside of the woman. But the main focus of the story is Cheryl Dempsey, who he kidnaps after killing her boyfriend, and he doesn't kill her. He tortures her for years and keeps her around. Now, all of that does sound disturbing, right? But it's not really. And I'm not saying that because I'm some kind of monster. you see, all this stuff I described and some of the other disturbing things, they're just implied in this movie. Meaning it's always just off screen or super grainy. You can't really see anything where he's just like finishing up doing something. You never really get to see the super disturbing things that he does. I mean, it's fine, you know, doing the implied thing. That's okay. I mean, if it's going to be disturbing, that's fine. But what they imply here isn't anything that's actually super original or things that we haven't seen in other disturbing movies before. For example, they talk about these brutal sexual assaults and things, but you never see any of them performed. Not like I want to see them, I'm just saying, you never really see them. Like in a previous episode I did, a disturbing movie called Trauma. That was back in April, so go check that one out if you want to get back into this series and see what I've done so far. I had to sit through this almost, I think it was 4 or 5 minute, just graphic, brutal rape of two women by these two men, and they showed everything. They never pulled the camera away, and it was just super, super uncomfortable to watch. And that movie was very disturbing. not just for that scene, but a lot of other stuff. Like I said, go back and check out that episode. Or, that might be going a little bit too far. Let me be fair. Use a movie that's on the same level. I also did a movie called Megan Is Missing. I did that one back in July. Go check that one out. Shameless plug. That was a found footage movie, kidnap, torture movie as well. The last 20 minutes being all of the torture stuff. The rest of it was played like a, you know, like a video diary kind of thing. Now, they used the implied method there as well, but the space was more intimate that they were in. We could see enough to imagine and just make us really uncomfortable what we were seeing. Like, we really shouldn't be watching this, but they don't show that much of it, but we could see enough to, you know, imagine what was really happening. And there was one disturbing sequence, I will say, and the Poughkeepsie tapes, and that's when we learn the fate of Cheryl Dempsey, and we see the effects of years of torture had on her. Now, that was a disturbing thought and sequence, the way they put that together with her interview and everything. Yeah, that was, I mean, disturbing and sad at the same time. But other than that, this movie was pretty tame by disturbing movie standards. And it's not a bad movie at all. I don't want to make it sound like it's a bad movie because it wasn't disturbing. The documentary parts were played seriously enough, and the found footage stuff was grainy and all messed up like a VHS recording should be. But does it deserve to be on the disturbing list? And I would have to say just barely. I will put this one on a scale of 1 to 5. I'll put this one at a 2 as far as being disturbing, with 5 being, you know, the most disturbing. This will be a good one to start out with if you're just, like, getting into disturbing cinema, just because you can't really see everything and you really have to imagine it. So if you don't have a great imagination, then, yeah, this one's going to be perfect for you. If your imagination's great, this one might really disturb you. But, again, like I said, I'm judging it on disturbing cinema standards, and this one just isn't very high on the list. And with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews with Clarence. Again, Instagram, Facebook, I post all my links and posters there. Of course, feel free to like, share, subscribe all this content out if you know someone that is interested in, you know, movies and talking movies and all of that good stuff. And yeah, I will most likely be back again this weekend with another episode. There is a Netflix movie that dropped last weekend that I didn't get a chance to get to, and I believe I will have a chance to get to it this weekend. And yes, again, it's horror month, so yes, it's going to be a horror movie. So definitely come back if you want more of that horror content. You're going to find it here. Anyway, again, thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it. And I will see you guys next time. Peace.